The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday, the 28th of July. Just a few more days left to finish the month, and then we go into the hot month of August. And, of course, it's also a back-to-school month. Joining me this morning up at the WWNN studios up in Boca Raton is Janet Cimarelli. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Al.
I know we have a topic today that affects 20% of the American population. Now, when you think about over 300 million people, you're talking about over 60 million people with the condition that we're going to be discussing today. It's a hard number to digest because it's just hard to believe that so many people are living with this particular condition. And I do want to make mention of the fact that people that are living with this condition we're going to be discussing today, if you'd like some personal information about how to treat it or help make it easier for you to deal with it, please stop down and see Janet Cimarelli today. She'll be here from 4 to 7 and tomorrow Saturday from 1 to 5. And she is the expert when it comes to helping people deal with the condition that we're going to be speaking about. And Janet's been doing this for a lot of years, and she has a lot of great success dealing with thousands of people in a similar situation. So please feel free to stop down and see her today from 4 to 7. As an intro, Janet, I just want to read something concerning the subject that we were speaking about. If something you've eaten comes back to bite you, you are not alone. More than 20% of Americans have heartburn at least once a week. Heartburn not only brings distressing pain, but if left untreated, it can lead to serious physical complications. Heartburn is triggered by gastroesophageal reflux disease, which is also known as GERD, a condition that permits acid to rise from the stomach after a meal. It causes an uncomfortable burning sensation that spreads throughout the middle of your chest. Sometimes the pain is so intense that you may think you are having a heart attack. The topic today, as you just heard, is indigestion, heartburn, and GERD. So, Janet, I'm going to let you kick it off with your personal opinion as to the many thousands of people that you may have come across with this condition.
Thanks, Al. So many people, and you're saying 20% of the population experience something like heartburn or indigestion in over the course of a week. The truth of the matter is, I think it probably is closer to 50%. When I think about how people are eating these days, the situation with regard to a symptom of dysfunction in your digestive tract, I just think they're so common. I speak to so many people that have one aspect of digestive insufficiency, digestive dysfunction in one way or another. So heartburn, reflux, leaky gut, irritable bowel, colitis, those are all part of that unfortunate picture. It's interesting because when people come to me and they're talking to me about indigestion and heartburn and all of that upper digestive tract difficulty, what they fail to recognize is even when the symptoms are primarily focused on your upper digestive tract, the truth of the matter is it's your entire digestive tract that isn't functioning well. really interesting, unfortunately, that when people have a discussion with their physician, they come away from the discussion, unfortunately, far too often with a prescription for some sort of pharmaceutical acid suppressor, something that is going to literally change the chemistry of their digestive system. And it isn't necessarily changing the chemistry of their digestive system in such a way that it heals. All it's doing is putting a little bit of a cover over the digestive tract chemistry and the digestive tract symptoms. So you're not healing your digestive tract, you're covering up the symptoms. And the symptoms may move to a different part of your body. What's really interesting about this is sometimes, unfortunately, lots of people don't necessarily realize that their cure, so to speak, for digestive problems may certainly lie in their food choices, but it certainly also has the possibility of correcting itself when you are doing digestive enzymes. Now, it isn't that digestive enzymes are going to solve the whole problem. It's part of, an entire picture of fixing your digestive system. So if you've had heartburn this week, if you've experienced reflux, and here's something that unfortunately a lot of people don't necessarily realize. If you have this kind of chronic, non-productive cough, it certainly could be that you have post-nasal drip, you know, a little bit of mucus dripping down into your throat and then causing you to continually clear your throat. But that might be productive. You might expel a little bit of mucus if it is a post-nasal drip. But if you have this cough, it's a dry cough, nothing, and you're not able to clear anything out of your throat, it certainly could be that your throat and your esophagus is very irritated, inflamed, in spasm, dysfunctional. And you think, well, how am I gonna fix that? Okay, to start with, here's one of the approaches. Aloe vera. And depending on the intensity of your symptoms, that would lead you to make the choice with regard to how intense or how concentrated an aloe vera therapy might work. One of the products that I routinely recommend is George's Aloe Vera. George's Aloe Vera doesn't have a terrible, terrible taste, won't necessarily have a dramatic impact on bowel function, lower digestive system. It's going to have an anti-inflammatory effect. And I could talk myself around and around and around in so many different circles because the aloe vera is going to be supportive of liver function. Liver is the area of your body, the organ of your body that's so supportive of manufacturing all different kinds of enzymes. So when you start to ease the inflammation and support the possibility that your liver has the capacity to manufacture the enzymes you need, you're beginning to solve the problem, but that's only one little aspect of the problem. I talk to so many people who have difficulty digesting very specific things. So the three probably most problematic substances in people's diet would include gluten. The gluten and the connection glue that literally your body has to turn and turn and turn and turn and produce lots of different enzymes to break down this gelatinous mass that is the result of wheat-based breads and rolls and crackers and pasta and so on. Very difficult to digest. And some people have really active digestive systems and they don't have a problem with gluten. And other people, if they have, let's say, stress, if their diet is poor, if they are not drinking, they're not hydrating enough, all of those things can contribute to the enhanced difficulty to properly break down gluten. Maybe there are people who can't digest dairy, and they say that they're lactose intolerant. Well, yes, indeed, lactose can be a contributing factor to having digestive difficulty, having inflammation, the extraordinary production of mucus that dairy product does generally create more of a mucus response, as does the gluten. But many times, even those people going lactose free, they're lactose intolerant, and so they choose lactose free dairy products. Maybe it isn't the lactose. Maybe it's the casein. It's possible that it's the combination. The casein, which is the dairy protein, the lactose, which is the dairy sugar. And then let's think about your pizza that you had last night. It's the gluten. It's the dairy. And added to it is tomato. And tomato, for many people, being an acidic food, is difficult to digest. Furthering that complication, the tomato might be, or the tomato certainly is, part of the nightshade family. And certain people have a sensitivity to nightshades. So the wheel goes round and round and round and round. And let's say that the pizza you had last night is creating the possibility of digestive dysfunction today. Why? Because you don't have the protein digesting enzymes for the casein. You don't have the amylase digesting enzyme so that you're breaking down the lactose. And you're not doing also the amylase being part of the capacity to break down the gluten. So when you're missing those things, that meal, that pizza meal, and let's say that pizza meal was accompanied by an artificially sweetened carbonated beverage. Ooh, your poor stomach. Inflamed, irritated, not able to do its job. Very sad situation, and most of all, a very uncomfortable situation. So there are so many different approaches that we can use to minimize the discomfort. And we're going to take a short break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. And when we come back, I'll talk about how we can solve some of those problems and get you on the road to nourishing yourself and healing your digestive system. I'm Janet Cimarelli. You're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. And I will be available at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in the city of Margate, in the PennDOT Shopping Center, this afternoon, 4 to 7. And I'll be right back after these messages.
Caring for your health doesn't stop with taking the best supplements. Caring for your health also means reducing your exposure to harmful chemicals. Come see the great selection of skincare products containing no harmful chemicals, products that support your good health and the health of our world around us. Natural hair care, body washes, fragrances, essential oils, moisturizers. Support your good health with all the natural products at great prices. Fabulous prices. Unmatched prices. All at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, 754-307-1655.
Mr. Al Foreman and his team are working very hard to stock the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with the best supplements, the best beauty care, the best organic groceries. But the best of the best is the prices. EDLP. Everyday low prices. We invite you to come and see what we're creating for you. The savvy health food shopper. Come see us at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in Margate, 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday, the 28th of July, and we're speaking about a common condition with, again, the stats show 20%, but as Janet pointed out, it's probably more like 50% are having difficulty with their digestive system. And I think, Janet, the thousands of people listening to the show right now are probably saying, after they just heard you, what am I going to eat? You're leaving me nothing left to eat. And here again, I think the purpose of bringing information to the people listening to the show is to give them the best possible way to overcome serious illnesses that could be facing them, causing them grief and anger and mistrust and a whole bunch of loyalty to many different people that are trying to guide them. So I think you have to sit down with somebody who knows how to treat these conditions, such as Jenna Cimarelli, and find out what it really is that's causing the problem and how you can overcome it. So without any further delay, Jenna, I know you mentioned George's Aloe. That's one of our best-selling products here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And as a point of information for those people listening, the George's Aloe in the half-gallon size has a manufacturer suggested retail price of $17.85. We sell it every day at an unbelievable price of only $12.59. And there is a larger size in the gallon, and there's a smaller size in the quart. And I know there are many other products that we're going to be discussing as time permits, Janet, with the wide array of supplements that we have here to help solve some of the problems that people are experiencing. So I'm going to turn it back to you.
And thanks, Al. So, yes, they can eat all kinds of things. They don't have to restrict their diets. They might have to spend a little bit of time introducing the things that are going to heal their digestive system. And then the world is their oyster, so to speak. They can have whatever it is that they want to eat. Now, here's the challenge. Don't overeat. That's probably one of the most significant, unfortunate circumstances that create the problems of indigestion, heartburn, reflux, all of the uncomfortable manifestations of a digestive system that doesn't work. Okay, so that digestive system, you can support it. I mentioned the aloe from George's, but you need to know about the enzymes. We talk about collagen, and that collagen literally is the substance that holds our bodies together. Enzymes are the substances that keep our bodies working, keep our bodies functioning. Every different system, every different organ, every different tissue relies on the presence of active enzymes in order to have healthy cells. So what are enzymes? Enzymes are going to create the chemical interactions. They're the catalysts, let's say. So remember in your high school chemistry class where you had two chemicals and next to each other, they didn't have any kind of activity, but then you added a catalyst and all of a sudden there was such dramatic chemical and observable chemical activity? Well, that's what the enzymes are. The enzymes come in contact with different food. They come in contact with viruses and bacteria, diseased cells, all different kinds of contact, and specialized enzymes that are made primarily your pancreas, your liver, and that's the essential part of your body where these enzymes are made. But they can't be made if you don't provide the right background for your liver and for your entire digestive system. So the presence of enzymes is going to create metabolic activity that's breaking down non-self cells, metabolic activity that is supporting the activity of all of the cells of all of the different types of tissue in your body. So you're breaking down food with enzymes, and when you do that, you break the food down into the proper the proper particle size so that it can be absorbed, the proper building blocks, so to speak, which are the amino acids for building muscle tissue and so on. So with the right foods, the foods that are live, and those live foods are going to have enzymes, you're going to boost your metabolism. You're going to boost the way you digest food. You're going to boost the efficiency with which you make new cells. So it's this absolutely enormous picture that goes far beyond your symptom of discomfort after eating, let's say, a hot dog that's loaded with all kinds of, let's say, a chili dog. That's what I'm trying to say. So what you need to know is you need protease. You need the protease, which is the specific enzyme that's going to break down protein. So there, the protein is a long chain, and it needs to be broken down by the protease. It's broken down into peptides and then broken down into amino acids. And then you certainly do need amylase. Amylase, you're going to find amylase in your saliva. If you're giving your body everything it needs to function, if you're nourishing yourself very well, you're going to have amylase in your saliva, in your small intestine, and that's going to break down carbohydrates and different types of sugars into simple sugars that actually act as fuel for your cells. Then you need to have lipase, and lipase is the substance that's going to break down fat. So that's kind of like the really easy basic profile of all of the different types of enzymes that your body needs in order to properly break down the food so that it's usable as fuel. So the cells are going to get energy from the glucose. So if you're breaking down the if you have plenty of amylase and you're breaking down carbs, then the energy from the glucose that is derived from that amylase digestive function, you have energy. Now, when you have the protease, you're essentially providing the building blocks for how your cells are going to replicate. Now, if you have nothing but inflammation and dysfunction along the entire length of your digestive tract, nothing is getting absorbed properly. You might be told you have leaky gut. So what does that mean? The cells lining your digestive tract, instead of being intact and really tight and close together, they have been spread apart. The cilia are the extensions of those cells that are made to move the particles of food and gently arrange those food particles along with the enzymes that you need. Those cells no longer have proper function. What are you going to do? Glutamine. Glutamine is superior at being able to enhance the health of all of the cells that line your digestive tract. So if you think that you are dealing with an entire length of your digestive tract being inflamed and dysfunctional, where are you going to start? Combine the glutamine with the aloe. You're going to feel so much better. So many times I said that when you visited your doctor, you're going to walk away with some kind of pharmaceutical that is meant to overpower your symptoms. Well, what you want to achieve is not just getting rid of those symptoms, but actual heal your cells lining the digestive tract. That combination of aloe vera and glutamine, excellent, excellent place to start. But that product that you've been given, that is inhibiting the acid, or let's say the acidity of your stomach. Your stomach is meant to have a very high acid content. And if you interfere with that high acid content, your ability to absorb nutrients, and very specifically your ability to utilize minerals, that interacts with your liver's ability, that unfortunately suppresses your liver's ability to make enzymes. I talk to people all the time about zinc and how many different metabolic activity, different activities the zinc provides for your body. And if you don't have enough zinc, that interferes with your body's ability to produce enzymes. Last night I did a class on magnesium deficiency, and that it is truly epidemic in our society. We have lost the ability to break down the foods properly in order to achieve a supported magnesium content in our body, and that magnesium, like the zinc, is very much required in order for our bodies to produce a wide range of different enzymatic activity. So you don't necessarily want to suppress acidity in your digestive system. You want to enhance it. So glutamine, aloe, begin the healing process. And then maybe you do need to adjust your acid-alkaline balance. Not suppress acid production in your stomach, but change the acid-alkaline balance with regard to your body chemistry. And how are you going to do that? A variety of different approaches to support that acid-alkaline balance. Lemon in your water. Do you have to do it with every bit of water that you consume? No, but might be warm water with a little bit of lemon juice first thing in the morning helps to establish a right chemistry all through your digestive system. Helps your liver kind of wake up so that it can produce the enzymes that are necessary for total absorption of the nutrients that you need to keep yourself healthy. Apple cider vinegar, little bit of apple cider vinegar in the water. People come to me and they are taking the apple cider vinegar and the lemon juice. My opinion is choose one or the other. You don't necessarily need both. I'm looking at the clock and the clock says it's time for us to take a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I will be available at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate from 4 to 7 tonight, and I'll be back with more on your hurting digestive system after these messages.
Join our mailing list and get advance notice of the great events that take place at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. Health support groups, nutrition education groups, special training events. You will know about all of them when you like us on Facebook. SaveALotNutritionCenters.com, 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655. 855.
Educational meetings, expert advice, information directed at achieving wellness rather than merely treating symptoms. This is just a glimpse of what you will find at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. If achieving health goals has been eluding you, discuss your health issues with me, Janet Cimarelli. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center was founded on the principle that good health does not mean sacrificing your budget. Learn how we do things differently at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. We concentrate our efforts on supporting wellness with the highest quality supplements at the very best of the best prices. Come save a lot of your money at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It's Friday, the 28th of July, and we're speaking about a condition that millions of people suffer through on a daily basis.
Hello.
And Janet is trying to give everyone some insight as to how they can best alleviate those conditions and possibly eliminate them from their body as well. You mentioned two products, Janet, that really bring back memories for me, because these are something that I started using many, many years ago, and that's the digestive enzymes, where I take one with each meal, and I happen to use the Jarrow formula, Jarrowzymes. And then there's the product glutamine, which I think is a crisis item that most people should be using on a daily basis. And it's one scoop in a glass of water. I happen to drink mine throughout the meal, and I use it once a day. I have a question, though, Janet, in relation to the water that is used with the glutamine. And that is, should it be room temperature or cold?
Okay, my best suggestion is use slightly warmer than room temperature. If people find that unappealing, then certainly go for the temperature that you like the best. But here's my thought process behind that recommendation. I would say that you're going to ease the absorption and the utilization of the lemon juice that's in that water when you're not shocking your body with something that's cold. So you're thinking that your body temperature is 98 degrees. Let's have the water maybe 85 degrees, very easily utilized by your body, not a shock to your stomach. It's interesting because I tell people all the time, if you have digestive problems, you for sure don't want to be drinking ice water or iced tea or any kind of icy beverage. Why? Because it literally constricts, causes your esophagus and your stomach to constrict that flow of blood to the area is stopped. So you interfere with normal function with icy beverages. And I understand here in the very high temperature South Florida summer, those icy beverages feel wonderful and act on our bodies as a way to keep cool. But first thing in the morning, I would tell you, slightly warm water with your lemon juice.
That's very good advice. I do want to make mention of the fact that the glutamine powder that I use by Jarrow, the 227-gram powder has a manufacturer suggested retail price of $23.95. We have an everyday low price of only $11.99. The size I like to buy for myself is the kilo, the glutamine powder kilo, which is 35.3 ounces, has a manufacturer suggested retail price of $68.95. We have an everyday low price of only $32.99, which matches the concept here at Save-A-Lot, which is everyday low prices. We try and sell every single product we have here at an everyday low price so that you can well afford it and include it into your daily regimen of supplements. there are people that espouse the benefits of half price, 50% off, and BOGOs and everything else having to do with prices. We still maintain that we offer the lowest possible price for the ingredients and the manufacturer's product that you are buying from Save-A-Lot. We only deal with national brand companies. These companies will give you an assay analysis, making sure what it says on the bottle is what's inside the bottle. You can't find that in other stores. They will not give you a certificate of analysis. We can. We only deal with reputable national companies. And, of course, the ingredients are listed clearly on the bottle. And this makes it a lot easier when you do your shopping. So I wanted to bring this to everybody's attention, because I know the majority of listeners are very concerned about what they're putting into their body from those bottles are going to truly work best for them. So, Jenna, I'm going to turn it back to you, because I know you have a lot more great information to discuss.
Okay. I will talk a little bit. I mentioned that if you don't have enough zinc, if you don't have enough magnesium, that deficiency certainly can move into a more significant area, let's say malnutrition, because you are dealing with malabsorption. Those minerals are so much related to the ability of your body to produce the enzymes necessary for absorbing the nutrients in your food. So enzymes, critically important, enhancing the absorption. And if you seem to be dealing with a digestive situation, let's say Crohn's disease, maybe that has come about because you have not had the right enzymes to properly break down your food, and you're not getting the things that you need in order to have your body function normally. Maybe you've been diagnosed with diverticulosis. So that's an issue, your lower digestive system. But how did this happen? What went on? Well, maybe you didn't have enough fiber. And what is the fiber going to do? The fiber is going to create a situation so that the muscle function of your digestive tract, because it is contracting and relaxing, peristalsis, that contraction and relaxation is enhancing the way the food is being broken down. With all of those contractions and relaxings, then you're producing enzymes. You're squashing those enzymes in with the food and breaking it down, breaking it down, breaking it down. And what is something that's going to keep those contractions going, that muscle movement going all through your digestive tract? It's fiber. So there are recommendations anywhere from 25 to 38 grams of fiber a day for good, healthy digestion. Guess how much most Americans get? Probably less than 12. So not even half the recommended amount of fiber. Brenda Watson wrote a book, The 35 Fiber 35 Diet, a few years ago, and in it she said, if you want to break down fat, if you want to have a healthy digestive system, if you want to minimize the accumulation of fatty debris in our body and the ultimate outcome of obesity, 35 grams of fat of fiber, 35 grams of fiber a day. So in addition to that fiber, you want to have some of your diet being raw foods. Crucially important, because once again, you're going to add the enzymes directly to your digestive system with the foods that you're eating. Okay, what is going to be a very important interaction with the fiber? Prebiotics. When you're establishing that background chemistry in your lower digestive system with things like acacia fiber, like things, rice bran, those are two that come to mind that establish that background chemistry in your gut. So the probiotics have the capacity to adhere and do their function. And that proper ratio of the enzymes in your upper digestive tract and the beneficial probiotics in your lower digestive tract creates that overwhelming health benefit where you're able to absorb the nutrients in your food. And if you are low in iron, if your blood tests show that you're low in B12, if your blood tests show, and this is the crucially important one because I see it time and time and time again, if you're low in vitamin D, very good indication that you don't have the proper enzymes functioning in your body to achieve absorption of those three specific nutrients, the iron, the B12, and the vitamin D. And why is the vitamin D so important? The vitamin D is so important because the research has shown the higher your vitamin D levels, the lower your risk for women of breast cancer. The higher your vitamin D levels, the lower your risk of colon cancer. And the higher your vitamin D levels, the lower your risk of all types of cancer. So you want to be able to properly break down D-containing foods. Where are you going to get D-containing foods? Well, fish as an example, and you need to have proper amounts of lipase in order to break down those fats in order to absorb the fat-soluble nutrients. Overall, your fiber content in your diet, and you certainly can use a supplemental fiber. There are so many different choices available at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, easily added to your diet or easily consumed in capsules. So important to have the prebiotics, that fiber and prebiotic interaction, so that your colon chemistry is maintained in such a way that the beneficial bacteria. Now, why do you need those beneficial bacteria? The B complex vitamins. Where are you going to get those B complex vitamins? Grains. How many people do you know have eliminated grains from their diets because they don't want the starch, they don't want the potential for weight gain that they perceive those carbohydrate foods may impose on their metabolism? Well, if you have the amylase properly present in your saliva, in your small intestine, then you're going to be able to break down those B vitamins properly. And having the probiotics in your lower digestive tract, you're going to be able to properly absorb that whole profile of grains, providing the B vitamins. And you think about all of the minerals that are part of that whole grain food being ingested. The minerals, the B vitamins, the fiber, the energizing carbohydrates. The energizing carbohydrates that are broken down into simple sugars that fuel your cells. So the list goes on and the circle goes round and round. It isn't you need just one thing. You need to begin approaching a comprehensive health-supporting diet. And you do that by enhancing your body's ability to digest all types of foods. You are tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I will be at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center from 4 to 7 this evening. And I hope some of you listening to today's show, come on in and see me, and we can work on enhancing the efficiency of your digestive tract. Stay tuned. More to come. Looking for quality groceries at great discounted prices? Look no more. You can find the brands you know at the very best prices at Save-A-Lot. And always at the best prices. EDLP prices. Everyday low prices. I will say everyday lowest prices. That's right. EDLP. Everyday lowest prices. Come on in. See for yourself. See the great selection and be amazed at the prices. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate. Go to SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. SAVALOT NutritionCenters.com.
Jana Juice gives you the antioxidant protection that is so important to support the health of your cells. Two easy-to-swallow capsules help to minimize the damage for free radicals. Energize on a cellular level. Enhance your immune response, all with two capsules per day. Come into Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, a half mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Plaza. Come in today. 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It's Friday, the 28th of July, and we're speaking about the condition, or Janet is speaking about the condition of heartburn, indigestion, GERD, and a whole host of stomach disorders that could cause people a great deal of stress, pain, and discomfort. And as Jana pointed out, she is here today to answer your questions and help you overcome some of those problems by coming in to see her. And she's available today from 4 to 7 and tomorrow Saturday from 1 to 5. We are open today for business until 8 o'clock tonight. The hours of operation tomorrow, Saturday, are from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. We are closed Sunday, and we are closed for all major holidays. I do want to make sure that the people that listen to the show on a regular basis are well aware that we are doing mail order service now. So everything that we have here at Save-A-Lot, all the products that we sell are available now to be shipped to your door in a very safe, effective manner. And those people ordering for the first time will receive a $10 gift certificate that's good for their next purchase, or you can redeem it at the store. If you live locally in Broward County, the number to call is 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655. If you live outside of Broward County and you have people, relatives, friends, relations in other states, they would call the toll-free number, which is 1-833-SAVE-A-LOT, 1-833-SAVALOT, or if you want the numbers, it's 1-833-728-2568. That's 1-833-728-2568. And as I mentioned, the people ordering for the first time will receive a $10 gift certificate, good for their next purchase, or bring it into the store, and you can use it to buy anything that you'd like in the store. Now, Janet, I'm going to turn it back to you. We only have a few minutes left, but I know you have a lot more territory to cover.
I do, and it's always this last segment that I have to learn to talk faster, faster, faster. So it's so important. If you've been diagnosed with leaky gut, if you have any of the symptoms that we've been talking about, that reflux, burping up your food, tasting your food, bloating, discomfort, heaviness, feeling as though things are not moving through your digestive tract. Maybe you are feeling a burning sensation. Maybe you have a cough. Maybe your throat is raw and irritated. Any of those symptoms telling you that there is a problem with you digesting certain foods. So you want to take the stress off your digestive tract, and some of the things that are available at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Pancreatin is a very comprehensive enzyme that you can use with each meal, and it contains the profile that you need to digest both, all rather, of proteins, carbs, and fats. And in addition, betaine HCl, to support the correct acidity in your stomach so that you can break down all of the foods that you're consuming. So it isn't that you have to be so restrictive with your diet, but the truth of the matter is, if you begin by having a very supported focus on choosing foods that will minimize a negative response in your digestive system, then very gradually you heal the digestive system and you're able to enlarge your food choices. So I have Janet's Best Digest, my formula for digestive enzymes, very comprehensive, very basic. You take one with each meal. If you're having a heavier meal, you take two, so possibly two at dinner. So when you improve that digestive capacity in your saliva, because the enzymes, the digestive process does begin in your saliva, and when you have that proper enzyme content in your saliva, then you take the stress off the enzymes and activity in your esophagus, and everything is broken down as is meant to be broken down, step by step by step, in your mouth, chewing. And that's kind of a basic. I did forget to mention how important it is to put your fork down in between bites and chew. People, I tell them to chew until there's nothing left in their mouths. And you might be surprised once you have that awareness of how much you need to be chewing and how little chewing you're doing. Particularly if you're choosing processed foods, unfortunately, they take maybe two or three chews and you're swallowing them, and you will be amazed at how large the food particles might be that you've become accustomed to swallowing. And keep in mind, there are no teeth in your stomach, so do the right amount of chewing before you swallow. Crucially important not to be drinking while you're eating. You can drink the bulk of your hydration needs in between meals and a little bit of sips when you're having your meal. Keeping in mind that if you're drinking fluoridated water, that has the possibility to interfere with how your liver's able to produce enzymes that are crucially important for the entire digestive process. If you are not filtering out the chlorine in your water, that too is killing off bacteria that in your gut is crucially important with regard to absorbing the different nutrients, hopefully, that have been broken down in your upper digestive tract. So if you have problems with those foods that we know are difficult to digest, things like the gluten, the dairy, and certainly the casein in dairy that unfortunately hasn't gotten very much attention. It's everybody saying, okay, I'm lactose intolerant. But the truth of the matter is that you may be both lactose and casein intolerant, which tells me that you need the whole spectrum of digestive enzymes. And choosing a full spectrum, there are so many different enzyme choices. Rainbow Light has an array of enzymes that have been known for many years to be among the superior choices for enzyme use on a daily basis. And certainly when you're thinking about choosing an enzyme, in addition to the enzyme, you want to make sure that you're providing other soothing nutrients, other things that will most likely reduce inflammation and dysfunction in your digestive system. What's one of those? Ginger. So you can take a ginger supplement, you can take ginger tea, you can make sure that you have fresh ginger in your salads. You get a fresh ginger root, shred some of that fresh ginger root, and it can be in mixed in with your salads, mixed in with the cooked vegetables that you're consuming. And then if you want, you can have New Chapter Ginger Force. What's that going to do? Enhance your overall digestive capacity, as well as help to reduce inflammation and dysfunction all along your digestive tract. So help your leaky gut. Minimize the discomfort associated with using wheat products, dairy products, hard to digest things. What are some of the hard to digest things? Maybe peanuts, potatoes, nuts, beans in particular. So those foods tend to reduce the activity of enzymes, and you might want to be so supportive when you're eating peanuts, egg whites, nuts, beans, potatoes. Make sure you take your enzymes, particularly with those foods, because they inhibit your body's ability to provide the enzymes. You have been tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and you can find me this afternoon between 4 and 7 at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in the city of Margate, just 1/2 mile south of Sample Road. Thanks so much for listening. I look forward to seeing you at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center.
Bye-bye. Have a great weekend.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors.